It's July 18th, 2026, and a surprise tariff on Brazil just sent a chill through global markets. Here's what you need to know. Big picture first. A few things are moving markets this morning, and they span three continents.
Start with trade. The White House announced a 25% tariff on Brazilian goods, and that spooked investors who were already nervous about global growth.
That's a big one. What else?
Energy is in focus, too. Ukraine struck Russian fuel tankers, and that's threatening diesel supplies, which matters for everything from trucking to manufacturing.
And on the company side, Nike reported earnings.
It was a beat on paper, but China sales dragged things down, and that's a real cloud. Meanwhile, AI stocks are getting a reality check after DeepSeek reportedly raised $74 billion, a sign China is going all in on artificial intelligence.
So geopolitics, energy, trade, and tech. Quite a Friday. Our main story today is that Brazil tariff. Dev, why does a tariff on Brazil matter to someone who isn't a trade lawyer?
Because Brazil is one of the world's biggest exporters. Soybeans, iron ore, oil, and a 25% tax on all of that raises costs up and down the supply chain.
So we'd feel it at the grocery store, not just on Wall Street.
Exactly. And investors are reacting by pulling money out of other emerging markets too. Countries like Mexico, Indonesia, and South Africa all get caught in the same wave of fear.
Why do they all get hit if the tariff is just on Brazil?
Markets treat them as a group. When one big developing economy gets targeted, investors worry about who's next, so they reduce exposure across the board.
And the mood around this story?
Firmly in the red, this has moved past the rumor stage. It's confirmed and gaining serious attention from investors and the press.
So this isn't noise. It's something the market is genuinely pricing in. Let's look at what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam right now?
Three things picked up traction today. The AI sector sell-off is getting louder fast. Germany cutting its green energy subsidies is taking hold as a real concern. And DeepSeek's fundraise has investors rethinking who wins the global AI race.
That's a lot of new worry in one morning. Anything cooling off?
Honestly, the new stories are crowding out the old ones. And the Iran and Strait of Hormuz tension just broke into focus, too. So geopolitical risk is very much alive.
So broadly, markets are nervous and the worry list is getting longer, not shorter. Time for the other side. Dev, make the bear case on the Brazil tariff. How bad could this actually get?
If Brazil retaliates, and they likely will, you get a tit-for-tat trade war that pushes food and commodity prices higher globally, right when inflation was finally calming down.
But couldn't the U.S. just get those goods from somewhere else?
Some of them, yes, but Brazil's the world's top soybean and beef exporter. You can't just flip a switch and replace that volume, so prices go up and stay up for a while.
Point taken. The bear case is real here. Before we go, what should listeners be watching in the next day or two?
Watch for any response from Brazil's government if they announce counter tariffs. That escalates things quickly. Also, keep an eye on oil prices, given the tanker strikes and the Iran situation.
And on the company side?
More earnings coming, and any update from Nike on their China strategy will matter. The coffee supply story is also worth watching. Arabica prices have been quietly climbing, and that's starting to get attention.
That's Narratic Daily for July 18th. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back Monday. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.